This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Betty Crippen, C-R-I-P-P-E-N hyphen Gault, G-A-U-L-T, date of birth 9-14 of 1963. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Crippen Gault with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was February 19th of this year. Since that last visit in last month in July, her fistula became very red and inflamed and felt very firm to touch. She did have an ultrasound of the fistula, and it was completely occluded. And she did take antibiotics for 10 days, some Augmentin, and everything has resolved as far as the inflammation. And at this point, she has seen the surgeon, Dr. Smith, and he will just, we will just not do anything at this point. Kidney function has remained stable since the fistula was placed in January of 2016. So for 8 years, that fistula has been patent. Now it is completely occluded. So if she does require dialysis, she'll either require some surgical reconstruction or placement of a new fistula. But at this point, we're just going to leave it alone as it's non-painful. There's no evidence of Steele syndrome in the left hand. And she's happy to just have it observed on a regular basis. And she's feeling well today. No new hospitalizations since her last visit. She has lost 14 pounds also over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations. She has stable dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. And as previously stated, the left upper extremity AV fistula is occluded at this point. Medications. I want to highlight the Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram once daily, calcium acetate, phosphorus binder 667 milligram is one before lunch and one before supper. Lasix 20 milligram once a day, I want to highlight. And she's on insulin, 70-30 insulin for diabetes, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented and no current distress. Weight is 241 pounds, pulse is 84, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. That left upper extremity AV fistula is firm. Has no thrill or bruit. And there's no redness, no signs of Steele syndrome in the left forearm or hand either. No numbness or tingling of that hand. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 17th, 2024, creatinine is stable at 1.96, estimated GFR is 29, albumin 3.8, calcium 8.4, sodium 143, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone 136.2, hemoglobin 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, improved actually, and no uremic symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. Her left upper extremity AV fistula is clotted without causing any Steele syndrome or other side effects, so we will just continue to monitor that. And Dr. Smith also will do so. We will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.